Katie Cox, Samantha Fugate, and Mary Jane Chapman are with us on Community Matters, and they're here to talk about Kids Cafe that you guys have been doing now for almost a decade. Is that right?
Getting close.
Doesn't seem like it's been that long, does it, or does it?
Depends. We had a long board meeting last night. Depends on the day.
Right, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how this all got started.
I'll start, Mary Jane. I always start this story with once upon a time, because that's how all good fairy tales start. But once upon a time, a school nurse, a school dietitian, and a local therapist got together and gathered some community members and said, we think there are kids that are going to be hungry. We know there are kids that are going to be hungry in the summer. Can we have a summer food program? And I was one of the beginning there at the beginning, and we immediately said yes. And our first year, they anticipated we'd have 75 kids. We ended up with 20 kids a day. Instead of 75, and we realized that there was still a stigma, even though we said this food would be free for anybody. We looked at funding, and there were so many hoops for us to jump through to get federal or state money that we decided to see if we could get community support. And in the first 3 weeks, we raised $17,000. And we are completely community supported, completely volunteer run. So the next year we added activities, and the rest is history.
How did this idea really officially bloom into fruition, though? You know, like what got this thing kickstarted?
The school dietitian, the school nurse, and the therapist, Lida Fincham, who got together and said, surely Beloit can have a summer food program.
Mm-hmm. And it takes so much work to put all of this together, doesn't it?
February every year and start all the planning of what's our menu going to look like, what activities are we going to have. So it's a big undertaking for us, but like it's so important for our community and the kids, and so we make it happen.
And so when do you do this? Is it just the summer? Is it as soon as school's out? How often do you do it? Is it, you know, multiple times a week, once a week for people that aren't familiar with the program?
We serve lunch every day starting this year, the day after school gets out, so May 18th. Mm-hmm. The Wednesday after school gets out.
Okay.
So May 18th, we'll start serving, and then we'll serve up until the last day of summer. Mm-hmm. And so it's every day, Monday through Friday, except for 4th of July and Memorial Day.
And then Samantha is new, and so what was your perspective on this whole idea when you came in, and now you're part of the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got sucked in, didn't you?
So we moved to Beloit last summer, and I have three kids, and so just coming to town and not knowing anybody, it, you know, that was right down the street from our house, and my son was going into third grade, and so he, Mom, can we go? Can we go? Can we go? So we finally joined, and he just had a blast and made, you know, connections and made his first friends at Summer Kids Cafe. And then, yeah, it just was so cool to be around all those kids and just believe in the mission of the program. And so, yeah, I've joined the board this year.
I've driven by there before when you guys have been doing this. And I mean, it looks like you have hundreds of kids sometimes. And my dear Lord.
There's a lot.
There is a lot. And it looks like they're all having a really good time as well. Do you ever have situations where you don't have enough food if there's too many kids that show up for this?
No.
No? Good.
If
That's
we
good.
Run out of what we planned for the day, then we just make something else. Mm-hmm. We've had, like SNS has made spaghetti, and they've been boiling more pots of noodles as, you know, we're serving because we have a mm-hmm. bunch of kids, but we've never turned away any kids. Like,
I think our maximum was 180 some kids.
In one day?
In one day. Mm-hmm. And then
wow.
Some days we would have 80.
Uh-huh.
Last year we averaged 120.
Uh-huh.
Kids a day, which is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, herding cats is definitely what we say.
I've been in a school lunchroom. I can know that's when they're all sitting for the most part. So I can imagine going through all of that. So how many people does this take to pull this off?
We partner, probably one of the best things about Summer Kids besides the kids is that we partner with the community. And so every day some entity sends people that put the food together. But we also have, well, already this year, set up for the coming summer, we have 14 days that people are providing food. Like SNS does 4 days and Guarantee does 3 days. And so they actually bring the food. North Central Regional Planning does food. Cunningham's does food. Ringneck does food.
Mm-hmm.
And people just reach out to us to help. But Amber, our dietitian, set up our original menus, and we vary from that some now, mm-hmm. more than we did before. But we've learned to just turn on a dime and
Yeah.
Like during the pandemic, we couldn't get bread.
Right.
So we figured out other ways to do things because sandwiches is part of our menu.
Well, I wonder how you coordinate that in regards to the food thing, because I don't know how many times my wife will make something in the evening and, oh, she's making spaghetti. We haven't had spaghetti in 3 months. What do you have at school today? Spaghetti. You know, that type of thing. So there's kind of a bit of a layout or an idea of where you're going so that you don't have the same thing over and over, right?
Right. I mean, we have our menu planned.
Sure.
For the year. And I mean, our evolution, we've discovered that if we give the kids a choice of vegetables, they do much better. So we have a choice of 3 fresh vegetables every day. Mm-hmm. So they can pick carrots or cucumbers or cauliflower, which they love. And
kids love broccoli and cauliflower, right?
They actually, as long as we have ranch.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's for me, too. I'm that way as well. Katie Cox, Samantha Fugate, and Mary Jane Chapman, our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. They're here with Summer Kids Cafe. This is the 9th year that they've been doing this. Talk about the challenges. You mentioned one of them, of course, running out of bread or supplies. But talk about the challenges of COVID and the pandemic and doing this. And I know you're hoping for a more normal year and summer this year.
I would say the biggest thing, you know, we couldn't all be together. And so we had to completely restructure everything that we were doing. We, you know, we always served through a line and kids would run through, but we had to figure out how are we going to do takeout meals, which was way more complex than we anticipated, just organizing all that. But we made that happen and spacing everyone out to do it and getting a pickup line going. So that was kind of a challenge. And then last year we were trying to multitask and then still offer takeout for people, but then having in person as well. And so just kind of figuring out how to do that, still manage all the kids on the playground and having enough people inside. So that was kind of a challenge. But again, we just always pull people in and pull in as many resources as we can to make that work.
The other thing that's pretty cool about this is that it, you know, obviously kids are getting to eat, and some that definitely it's a great program for them. But the social aspect is
absolutely
a big part of this,
bingo,
isn't it? Yeah. Because kids love to play together and get to maybe meet new people instead of always being in the particular, as I call it, clique or group that you're always in. Here's a chance for you maybe to see some different kids and hang out and enjoy a good meal.
That was our biggest component we were missing during the COVID year.
Yeah.
Was all the kids that couldn't come play and they were missing those connections. And we miss that. Like, we love setting that up and hanging out with the kids and playing every day. So that was hard to lose that component. So we're really excited to... We're planning on being as normal as we ever have been, you know, having, you know, a full summer of activities and getting people to come in. We're looking at getting a beekeeper to come in and all kinds of stuff like that. So
that'd be fun.
The community partnerships are just, I just can't tell you how important that is with people that come and bring their activities. Or like, we have a free bike repair day because the first year some little boy told me he thought we didn't have people because their bikes were broken and their mom said they could never get it fixed.
Oh man.
So we have a free bike repair day, and like John McClure comes.
He does a great job with that
and
stuff.
The Raptors came last year and they're coming again this year, and community members come and we fix bikes for free and we pay for whatever needs to be done. And people, like somebody just donated bikes to us. People, if they're trading up bikes, donate bikes. And Tom Clausen goes to the landfill and gets the bikes that are out at the metal thing, and then we take parts from those. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, there's just a lot of community partnerships. We partner with OCCK. They come on Wednesdays and put our food together for us, and we love that.
Well, it takes a village.
Absolutely.
It really does, doesn't it?
Does.
To pull something off like this. Now, how could people get involved if they're listening right now and say, you know, that's something I could help out with, or maybe I have some time to help from time to time, or maybe they will get more involved like Samantha did and then eventually be on the board. How could people get in hold of you guys and help out?
Well, they could find us on our Facebook page at Beloit Summer Kids Cafe, or they could contact any one of us to go ahead and get involved.
And we can use volunteers on any given day. We need more people in the playground. Last year we had 4 people that gave us memorial money, and so we were able to get things. It was like we were getting new toys. We got a flat top grill, we got canopies, and we got
a popcorn maker.
Games?
Cornhole.
Yeah, I call it beanbag toss, but it's called cornhole now.
So we have organized activities, but also the kids really needed to play, particularly last year, we felt, after 2 years of COVID. So the free play, the joyful noise in the parking lot. I mean, we can always use funds, of course, but sometimes people just drop by cookies, or all summer long people bring us vegetables, and when we come there's a cement thing and there's just a line of vegetables out there. So that's very helpful from a food standpoint.
And where do you guys hold this usually, so people know?
We are at the Lutheran Church, so at the corner of 8th and, or 7th and 7th. And mm-hmm. So just out back at the Luther Park Playground.
I mean, I don't think we can stress enough that the Lutheran Church took us in immediately when we asked. It was central, that's why we asked. And it's the perfect place for us. I don't think we can stress enough how important the Lutheran Church is to our program, because they've got the playground yes. and the food is right there, so we can be both places. And
yeah, works out perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for putting this all together in 9 years. I remember when this started, so I know I'm old, because I had no idea it'd been 9 years until Mary Jane said that. Yeah. That blew me away. So thanks for everything that you guys do. Anything you want to add before we let you go?
We're excited for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Come by and listen. Listen to, park your car and listen to the joyful noise. It's amazing.
Yeah. That would probably lift your day, I would imagine. No doubt about it. And let's pray for some really good weather, too.
Yes.
Good weather.
7:59 is our time. Q Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit.